Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. My name is Ollie, and I am Manuel's Chief Operations Officer here at his digital agency, AGM, which stands for Attention Grabbing Media. We have a great episode for you guys today. This is the 7 reasons why your Facebook ads aren't getting results. The 7 reasons why they're not working. So look, Manuel's accumulated a ton of data from his agency, account managers, media buyers running ads, and obviously all the students we have from the Facebook Master's course and the coaching program. And all this data has resulted in a observation and a survey result, so to speak, of the 7 main key reasons why people fail at Facebook when they're running ads, right? So, hey, look, this episode is less than 20 minutes. You're going to get it straight to the point from Manuel. I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, don't forget to leave us a comment down below, okay? So here's the episode. Enjoy.
As I run Facebook ads, I see people and I do seminars and I talk to crowds and entrepreneurs, and there's a lot of reasons why they don't succeed with Facebook ads. There's a lot of problems that they have running Facebook ads, but the main reasons for failing with Facebook ads are only a few of them. And if you understand these ones, then you're going to eventually be successful. And this is a long game. This is not something that you run for a few minutes, for a few days, for $25, for $100, for $1,000, and then give up. This is something that you have to understand and master along the way, because it does work. I made a list of 7 reasons as to why you can be running Facebook ads and not see any results, or not see decent results, or at least get a return on your investment that justifies the actual activity of Facebook ads. Number 1, not enough testing. What does that mean? It means that you are impatient and that you are not willing to put in the time and the money to find an audience, to find a creative, a message that works on social media. You will not be able to run a campaign on the first month from scratch and mind-blown results. You can't do that. You have to have the patience in place to recognize that it's not going to give you enough results. It's not going to get better with time if you don't work hard at testing things out. There's several things that you have to test out. You have to test out the objectives. On Facebook, on the business manager of Facebook, that I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but you should become familiar with it, which is business.facebook.com. On that one, you have to select which objective that you want to optimize for. Do you want to optimize for messages, for traffic, for engagement on your page, for video views? You want to select what you want to optimize for. You also have to select what is your audience. Do you want to target people that are interested in certain things, what they call core audiences? Do you want to target people based on their interactions with other pages, other websites? Do you want to target people based on the interest and engagement with your own brands and your own things or your own websites? Do you want to target cold traffic? Like, you got to decide what traffic do you want to go after, and it also is going to vary depending on your offer. If you have a really deep discount offer that you want to promote, well, then that's a certain audience. If you have a full price funnel that you're trying to set up, that is also a certain audience. And as a last step, you got to select the creative. Instagram carousel stories. You heard me right. 45 seconds carousel story ads on Instagram. And that's a new phenomenon right now. So there's many different creatives that you can select. And it's all about making sure that you connect with people, that you communicate to them the right thing. You have to find the testing. It has to be enough for you to be able to produce a result along the way. Point number 2, wrong audience. This goes into the same thing. If you are talking to a person about hair growth that has a head full of hair, you're going to lose every single time. If you are talking to males about makeup, you're going to lose every single time. So you have to understand that finding an audience is really important. There's 170 million people on Facebook in the United States alone actively using the platform every single day. 220 million of them use it monthly. So there's a lot of people. What I can guarantee you is that most people are not your customers. So you have to know that you have to work hard at testing out your audiences so you can actually find a winning audience that is interested in what you have to offer. And Facebook offers a lot of options for that. If you set up your business manager on business.facebook.com and you go to audiences, you can see that there's audiences that you can create. Audiences from people that visit your website, audiences from your email list, audiences from people that watch your videos. You can also go to audience insights in the business manager. That's what it's called. It's a tool. And research people that are interested in certain pages, what are their demographics, socioeconomic levels, targeting information that Facebook has access to that we as advertisers can also utilize to target our messages. So you have to work on finding your audience actively. Okay, reason number three, wrong message and wrong creative. On Facebook, guys, when you're running Facebook ads, you have to understand that the first thing that somebody sees, the thing at the top, is the actual copy. So if you have a wrong message, then people are not going to respond. You have to practice that skill. And it's not always easy to practice. Now, there's tools that have come up along the way that have made it easier and easier to use copy that wins. When I say copy, I mean text, written text, above the images, above the videos, the call to actions, the descriptions, the text that somebody has to read before they decide if they want to be a part of your brand. So that is a factor that needs to be optimized consistently and actively in order for you to be able to find a winning audience. So you see how there's like a lot of people and a lot of things that you have to test out consistently. Well, the actual message is really, really important. On the messages, do not go in for the close on first contact. Make sure that you actually offer value first. And as you offer value, you get better along the way and you actually get closer and closer to that person so they can actually come back and engage with your brand. If you go to the business manager, business.facebook.com, and you go to audiences, again, you can create an audience of people that have seen your videos. And now you can create an audience that sees that next message that only from the people that have consumed that content. So what are you doing? You're building relationships. You communicate that message correctly and you continue building relationships. So that's point number three. Okay, point number four. Okay, so this is basically summarizing all of it, right? Lack of patience is a big one for all of these things, okay? So this is a big one, and it's connected with all of them because, like I mentioned patience several times in the first one, not enough testing, it's connected with this one, but this one, I'm going to put it at the top of all of them because if you don't have the patience to test your creative, to find your audience, to be testing consistently, ABT, always be testing, it makes it difficult along the way for you to scale and grow your business and find winners. Now, once you actually find a winner, you hit it in stride and you go fast and you expand and off you go to the races to grow your business because it scales. Like you can be running a campaign and maybe pay $20 per conversion. And as you get better and better, you can eventually literally pay $1 or $2 per conversion. That's what's going on right now today in social media and in these platforms. Point number five, we briefly touched on that, but wrong objectives, okay? What do I mean by that? Well, when you're doing Facebook ads, as a first step on your business manager, on business.facebook.com, when you select create a campaign as a first option, you gotta make sure that you have several options to select as your objective. On the first column, on the left side of the business manager, you're gonna see something called branding and awareness. Those are campaigns that are designed to just put your message out there. On the middle column, that one is called consideration, okay? Those campaigns, which include engagement, traffic, include video views, include application installs, all those things are, you're basically trying to get people to consider engaging with your brand. That is also an objective. Even messages is an objective in there. So if you want to send people to your messenger channel, you can select the objectives called messages, which Facebook uses to optimize their ads to put their messages in front of as many people as possible that are more likely to engage with your Messenger channel. If somebody doesn't have Messenger, then they don't even see that ad on Facebook. Otherwise, it will be a waste of money, right? Also, in the last column, so we talked about the left-hand column, we talked about the middle one, and then we want to talk about the last one, which is on the top, on the bottom, on the right, on the objectives. And that one is called conversion, because in this one, you're trying to get somebody to convert into a customer, buy something from you, buy a product, give you a lead, give you their phone number, their email. That is a conversion objective campaign. So you have to be willing to test out and try out different objectives. If you are running a messages campaign, but you selected the video views objective, that might be a reason for failure. You have to test out different objectives along the way to make sure that you give Facebook the data that they need in order to give you the results that you're looking for. All right, so now we got lack of strategy, okay? Now, this is something that you have to understand, and it's really important, because if you don't have a strategy in place, then Facebook ads are not for you. You need to have a strategy. You need to be able to put people through a funnel, meaning that they see a video first, and then after that video, they see another video, and then you continue building a conversation with those people along the way to make sure that they are becoming your customers surely but surely, and for sure, definitely interested in what you have to offer in your brand. So a strategy basically entails what is it that you're trying to accomplish in with your business, how you're trying to make the world better. Through your content, how can you improve somebody else's lives? Are you going to entertain, or are you going to educate, or are you going to inspire? What are you trying to do? Those are the only three things that you can do. You have to do content. Now, are you going to also do videos? Are you going to write articles? Are you going to just take pictures and infographics? Are you going to do a podcast like I'm doing right now? What is it that you're trying to do in order to captivate that audience? That is basically part of having a strategy. So you got to sit down, open up a Word document, grab a piece of paper, and write down a strategy that's going to help you get your business established in social media. It has to be run as a business. You got to have your business plan to expand and to grow your business. Hope that makes sense. And then point number seven, guys, this is a sad one. Product is not good or does not have a demand. Some people that are romantics, they try to basically continue. They try to just run their ads and run their Facebook advertising with a product that doesn't have demand. And if they don't have demand, it's going to be a problem because they're not going to be able to be successful. The market is the market. You don't make the market. You don't decide what the market is. You don't actually establish a market. You usually have to find the market and put a message in front of them and get that message out there and try to convert those people with a special offer and a special product of high quality that you can use to get your business going and expanding. Okay, so those are the seven reasons why. And you can't be romantic on this last one. Don't be in love about your business or your product. If you have to adjust your business, if you have to get it going, if you have to change the strategy, always be willing to do that. If the market didn't respond, if you did all the different 6 points, if you worked your butt off trying to understand this platform, if you actually did training and got good at it and you still were not able to expand your business, then it might be time to readjust the services, the products, and then go for it again. But persistence is going to be key. Patience is going to be key. Keep on pushing on making yourself better, and along the way, you're going to be successful. All right. So I hope that you like that one and that it's giving you some value. You got to make a list of all those things and always be testing and always be updating. Work on the custom audiences. Work on the actual messages. Work on the actual creative, the ad sets, finding your message, finding your niche market. And along the way, you will continue to expand.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Facebook Ninja Podcast. If you want to learn more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then sign up for the Manuel Suarez Coaching Program by heading over to our website, manuelsuarez.com/coaching.